It's all about to kick. Well, it's been kicking off all season in the NFL, but we're getting down to the nitty gritty now and a big weekend ahead of us, wildcard week, and then the playoffs beyond that. Ben Graham, you can catch him on NFL's Armchair Experts. Seven made a course on Mondays, played 219 games for the Cats, stints at four NFL clubs, and thanks to Pope Drippies, they make drip irrigation a breeze. He joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Benny.
Morning, Sam. Morning, Josh. Yes, it's what an exciting time it is. In the NFL season, we've played 272 games to get to this point and only 13 games left. Six games kick off wild card weekend. We've got some great matchups to look forward to, but gee, there's some storylines both on and off the field, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Well, can wild card weekend even top what we saw in week 18? Because that was some sort of, hopefully, taste of things to come.
Well, it was a tipster's nightmare because the last week of the season, you've got teams that are a lock to make the playoffs that rest their starters. Then you've got teams that are in the playoffs that need to win. You look at the Colts, lost that game to the Jaguars, cost them their shot at the playoffs. And then you've got other teams that don't want to show their hand because they might face a team that they've recently played in the playoffs. So it was fascinating, but it came right down to overtime in the last game of the season, and the game of the season it was too, between the Chargers and the Raiders. And with a minute 30 left for all money, it looked like that they were going to take a knee and tie it up. So the Raiders and Chargers both made it in. And of course, the Steelers would have been left on the sideline. But the way that played out and the way the Raiders have finished the season, four straight wins, they've jumped from 10 to 5th in the AFC. So it's the Raiders have come from the clouds. Derek Carr will play in his first playoff game. We know the Bengals rested Joe Burrow and Joe Mixon, a few of their stars, last week in the loss against the Browns. But they do host the Raiders in the first game that kicks off on Sunday morning our time. But they haven't had a lot of luck in the wild card round. They're 1-8 all time. They've lost their last seven straight games in the wild card weekend. But this is probably one of the closer games, I think, over the weekend.
Now, Ben, let's rip through some of these games because week 18 gave us a taste of, this is my favourite weekend of the NFL season. We've got half a dozen absolute rippers, and they're pretty favourable for us from a scheduling point of view. We've got the Bengals and Raiders kicking off on Sunday morning. My Cincinnati Bengals too, I'll have you know. Is there any chance the Raiders can continue? They've been so resilient. They lost their coach to an emailing scandal. They lost their recent first-round draft pick who's now in prison. Can the Raiders upset the Bengals in the jungle?
Well, even if they don't, there should be a movie or a 30-for-30 made about the Raiders season. You're correct. John Gruden, Henry Ruggs, Damon Arnett was in that video with the guns and the death threats, and they offered the DUI arrest. It's been a crazy season from a Raiders perspective. Derek Carr deserves some kind of medal for the way he's been able to navigate through the season. Look, I am high on the Bengals. I have been for the back half of the year. I love what Ja'Marr Chase has been able to do. If you saw that Ravens game where he had 266 yards and three touchdowns, he's got the relationship through college with Joe Burrow. Smoking Joe's an absolute gun. He'll be MVP one day. But this is the game that will stamp themselves as a real contender for the next decade.
Yeah,
these are the games that we've seen them lose over the last couple of years when they're expected to win. We know they've got talent. They've got a good running game. Their defense has been a bit shaky at times, but I think on their day, they can be dangerous. Not only, I think they'll beat the Raiders, but they could give a couple of the other AFC teams pending matchups in the next couple of weeks.
I like to hear that. Now, we've got an AFC East, a couple of divisional clashes in the playoffs. So we've seen these games twice already this season. We spoke about earlier on the show how cold it's expected to be in Buffalo. We've got the Bills and the Patriots. We saw this game, similarly cold weather, and the Patriots were too strong, too powerful, too tough. Then we saw the Bills go into Foxborough and give the Patriots a bit of a beating. Where do you think this one lands between Buffalo and New England?
Well, it's going to be a fantastic matchup, and the weather probably will come into play. It's going to be in the minus. There's not a lot of wind or snow forecast, so it's not going to be as bad, I don't think, albeit the cold, as it was when they met in week 13 when the Patriots got up. Mac Jones only threw three passes on that day. I think the Buffalo Bills will focus on stopping the run. That's their mode of operandi, will have to be on Sunday. They've got the number one defense for a reason. They've allowed only 277 yards per game, which is the best defense in the NFL. And they've allowed the least amount of scoring at 17 points a game. When you factor that into the way the Patriots have finished the season, we know they went on a six-game winning streak, but they've only won one out of the last four games. And Mac Jones, I'm not going to say he's regressed because he is a rookie, but he'll be the first rookie in 10 years to win a playoff game since Russell Wilson, if he's able to do that. It'll be a low-scoring, defensive kind of game, I feel, but I just think Josh Allen, and they've tried to establish their running game through Devin Singletary and Zach Moss in the last month. I think Josh Allen, if he can protect the football and just doesn't think that he needs to be Superman on a day like this, he just needs to play his role, protect the football. The offensive line need to protect him both in the pass game and the run game. I think the Buffalo Bills in a low-scoring one will silence the doubters. There have been a few doubters of the Buffalo Bills after they were one of the Super Bowl favourites early. They started 4-1. It has been a little bit stop-start for them through the midsection of the season, but they finished the season with four straight wins. So I expect the Buffalo Bills to get the chocolate.
Agree there. One team's got a rookie quarterback. One team's got an MVP candidate. Now, we'll rip through these games. The Buccaneers and the Eagles, people expect this to be a blowout. The weather's supposedly going to be stormy and wet in Tampa Bay. So I like the Eagles to keep this one close. Do you think the Bucs will win and win easily?
Well, the Philadelphia Eagles, they've got the number one rush offense in the NFL this year. They finished the season like a freight train when it comes to their running game. And the Buccaneers have got the number one pass offense in the NFL, thanks to Tom Brady. When you think of the weather, and it will have an impact, and you think of Florida, you think it's going to be minus 10 in Buffalo. It's going to be, you know, 70 degrees in Tampa, which is, you know, about 20 degrees in the middle of winter. But it's going to be stormy. It's going to be rain, wind. So this actually favours the Eagles keeping the ball on the ground. And again, Jalen Hurts, he has thrown a couple of interceptions. We know he can run the football, but they need to establish the run early. So again, the Buccaneers defence are important trying to stop the run. When you've got Tom Brady at quarterback, it'll be a close game. Fourth quarter, if you're picking Tom Brady or Jalen Hurts right now to lead their team on a fourth quarter drive to win the game, you're going to pick Tom Brady.
Yeah, I do like the Eagles to keep it close. They've got a few ingredients to challenge Brady and the Bucs. Well, definitely, in a couple of words, do you think Kansas City will blow out the Steelers? I think people are discrediting their Steelers D, but Kansas City in that one?
Oh, this will be a blowout, Josh. They've won 9 of the last 10 games. They are hot. Now, I've heard the Steelers have been called the worst team in playoff history. Well, the Cardinals, when I played for them in our Super Bowl run, were called the worst team in playoff history. But the Steelers, when you look at their season, their 9 wins have been by 3, 5, 2, 1, 3, 7, 8. Like, they've only just scraped in on low-scoring defensive kind of games. That's the way they need this game to play out, but their losses have been absolute blowouts. And I think the Kansas City Chiefs are rolling, they're healthy, and I think this is my lock of the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Hoping for a little backdoor cover. I'm leaving one for last on purpose because I'm smelling an upset. Rams and Cardinals Tuesday afternoon for us, an NFC West clash. Should be a beauty. The Cards went in and beat the Rams about 6 weeks ago, but do you think the Rams can advance at home?
Well, yes, this is a great matchup, and it's a rivalry that I know well. The Rams have beaten the Cardinals the last 9 out of 10 times they've played, with that win for the Cardinals being in week 4. So it's one of these matchups where the Rams do have the edge. And when you look at their form coming into the playoffs, the Cardinals are 1-4 in their last 5 games after starting 10-2. The Rams have won their last 5 before that loss to the 49ers. But that's where the questions about Matt Stafford come in. The Rams, they rebuilt in the offseason. They brought in Matt Stafford. We know they've got a good defense. So again, like Josh Allen, Matt Stafford just needs to play team football, not think that he has to win it or throw that electric pass into triple coverage. He just needs to play a safe game. Look, I think this will be closer than some people expect. I love what Kyler Murray can offer, but I just think the Rams all-round talent and the ability for OBJ to come in as that second wide receiver to take the pressure off Cooper Kupp, I think it'll be enough for the Rams to get across the line, but it'll be a great way to finish the weekend, that's for sure.
Can't wait for it, Ben, and we'll catch you, of course, on the NFL's Armchair Experts on 7 Mate and 7 Mate HD on Monday. Appreciate your time this morning, and hey, enjoy the weekend.
It should be a cracking weekend of NFL playoffs.